Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick reminder that in about 15 minutes, we'll be hosting the on-air portion of our Tweet Up, which is ongoing on our Twitter feed. You can submit your questions right now via Twitter about Twitter taking ads and talk with other Brian Lehrer Twitter users by including the hashtag #BLTweetUp in your Twitter posts, #BLTweetUp. We'll respond to your questions online and use your tweets on air. Beginning in about 15 minutes, tech guru and BL show friend Peter Rojas will also be riding along with us during the Tweet Up. You can also watch the conversation, see the posts scrolling right on our website. You can go to our webpage at WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. If you don't use Twitter yourself, we've got a scroll screen for the many, many Twitter posts that are coming in through that. And if you have a Twitter account, tweet at Brian Lehrer on the issue of Twitter ads. Again, it's #BLTweetUp as the hashtag. But first, in case you didn't know, next Tuesday is Election Day in New Jersey. That's the day that voters decide on school budgets in the 600-plus school districts in the state. The voting comes this year amid the state's serious fiscal crisis, and as the war of words continues to escalate between Governor Christie and the New Jersey Teachers Union. The governor is urging taxpayers to vote no on school budgets unless teachers agree to a one-year wage freeze. The governor is proposing about, depending on how you count, about an $820 million school aid cut statewide to help close the $11 billion budget deficit. As for the war of words, in this corner, the governor speaking yesterday.
Governor Christie knows that taking over $1 billion away from our schools isn't trimming the fat.
Well, this is the union commercial. Go ahead. We can continue that.
Teachers, school bus drivers, and lunch ladies, who are the very people who educate, feed, and protect our students every day.
And in this corner, the governor.
Do you think any child in public school learns better when they know their teacher's getting a 5% raise? Do they think they learn better because their teacher's paying nothing towards their health benefits from the day they're hired till the day they die? This is the old saw, and we have to fight against it because we can't afford it.
There was even a letter from a Bergen County union leader to local teachers that said, quote, "Dear Lord, this year you have taken away my favorite actor, Patrick Swayze, my favorite actress, Farrah Fawcett, my favorite singer, Michael Jackson, and my favorite salesman, Billy Mays. I just wanted to let you know that Chris Christie is my favorite governor," unquote. In response, the governor demanded that the union fire the Bergen official who wrote the mock prayer, Joe Coppola, but the union refused. And on they go. With me now is the president of the New Jersey Education Association, Barbara Kashishian. Ms. Kashishian, thanks so much for coming on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you. Happy to be here.
First, on the clip we played from the governor, he says it's an old saw that he needs to fight against, that students are going to learn better because their teachers get a 5% raise or contribute nothing to their health benefits. Does he have a point at this moment in time?
Well, if you want to attract the best and the brightest into the classrooms, which is certainly what we want to be able to do for our students, that necessarily and naturally affects the learning that takes place in the classroom. And in order to do that, you have to be able to provide competitive salaries and good benefits for the people who are teaching our children. So that is the reason why you want to be able to offer benefits and salaries so that you get the best and the brightest so that our children can get a good education.
As a matter of principle, of course, but in this emergency fiscal year, would a one-year wage freeze be so unreasonable, or the consideration of contributing more than zero to your health care premiums?
Well, his statement about contributing that none of our members contribute anything toward their health benefits is an absolute falsehood, because we have about 70% of our local district contracts where our members do contribute something either directly toward the premium or toward higher deductibles, or perhaps toward a plan that is not as high in benefit levels. So his statement that no one contributes anything is really untrue. And all of our wages and benefits are subject to collective bargaining. Each one of our local districts bargains its own contract. New Jersey is a very strong collective bargaining state, and as such, each local district is able to negotiate its own contract.
And I think it was the education commissioner that Governor Christie appointed, Brett Schundler, who seems to blame the teachers' union less, at least in his public statements, than local officials who for many years have agreed to contracts that he thinks they should have known they couldn't afford. Is that a fair point in retrospect?
Well, negotiations is a two-way street, and we've said that from the very beginning, that when you sit down to bargain a local contract, it's a give and take. So if some of our districts are able to bargain certain benefits, they're not just given them. The boards of education don't just give us anything. At the bargaining table, if you want something, you have to give something back. So over the years, there has been a give and take, and these benefits have been paid for from day one when they were negotiated because of that give and take.
So with the give and take in mind, if we assume that all New Jerseyans must make some kind of sacrifice in the current situation, an $11 billion deficit on a $30 billion budget, what are you willing to offer as one of the, in your status as one of the biggest costs, teacher labor, that the state and local districts have?
If local districts choose to sit down at the bargaining table and discuss the current budget situation, that is their option to do so. We don't control that. Every local district has the option to discuss its own contract. What the governor is attempting to do is to constantly focus on the blame on teachers and school employees, because he doesn't want people to focus on the fact that he has already cut $475 million from this year's budget. His budget for next year has an estimated $819 million cut, and that coupled with the amount that he's cutting for higher ed in next year's budget is resulting in about $1.5 billion in cuts to school funding.
Well, there are many districts where the local union chapters have agreed to the one-year wage freeze, and many where they have not. There are over 600 school districts in the state. What's the count, as far as you know?
The last count I heard was somewhere in the teens of our local districts out of the 600-plus. The last number I think I heard was either 17 or 18 districts.
Why so few?
Because they chose not to.
Why did they choose not to?
I'm not really sure local by local. I can't answer for 600-plus districts as to why they would choose not to open their contracts, but I imagine they probably feel the same way that we do, that the governor is trying to balance his budget on the backs of school employees and the middle class rather than reinstate the tax on the people who are the very wealthy in New Jersey, those people who make over $400,000 a year.
Even if he reinstated that tax, with all with as big as the shortfall is and as many cuts are being made to so many things, wouldn't the teachers still have to contribute something?
I would imagine that the amount that would be saved or reinstated by putting that so-called millionaire's tax back in would certainly mitigate the circumstances, we believe that that would be the best thing for public education in New Jersey, because we do have, if not the best, we have one of the best public school systems in the entire country, and to allow that to be dismantled by proposing these very severe cuts in our school budgets is just unconscionable.
Has it been easier to accept the wage freeze in places where labor management relations are good?
I haven't had any direct conversation with any districts where they have accepted a wage freeze. I would believe in many of our school districts, the labor relationship is a good one. So I don't think that is a factor here.
Here's a letter, and my guest is Barbara Kashishian, the New Jersey Education Association President, Teachers Union President statewide. Here's a letter from a reader on MyCentralJersey.com posted by a resident of Woodbridge, outraged that the local teachers union rejected a freeze. It says, for the past 3 years, the private sector, including the corporation I work for, has cut staff and frozen and or cut salaries. In most cases, employees at these institutions do not get pensions and have to contribute as much as 50% or more to the cost of their health care benefits. They are also continually required to take on more responsibilities, learn new things, perform at their peak, and grow within the company in an effort to have a good annual evaluation, keep their jobs, and hopefully in the next couple of years see a salary increase. So it is extremely disturbing, appalling, and insulting to the citizens of Woodbridge for the teachers union to take such a stance during economically challenging times. How can they in good conscience expect the citizens, many of whom have lost jobs or are earning less than they were 2 years ago, to continue to pay such an exorbitant tax rate to support their out-of-control salaries and ludicrous benefits? Unquote. What would you say to that resident of Woodbridge?
Well, I would say that it's amazing how in certain times they want to compare school employees and public employees in general to the private sector. But when times were flush and the private sector was booming and there were buyouts and there were high salaries and there were benefits that far, far exceeded anything that was taking place in the public sector, then no one wanted to compare us to the private sector. But now, because the private sector is that has turned and the private sector is having a problem, now all of a sudden the public employees, where they have fought hard for their benefits and their wages over the years and maybe just about gotten to some decent wages compared to the private sector, now all of a sudden everybody wants to compare us to the private
sector. You said the private sector is having a problem, which it is, but the public sector in New Jersey is having a very big problem. You acknowledge that, right?
In terms of the state budget, well, of course, but that's been happening over the years. You know, you can't put nothing into the pension system in for the state of New Jersey. In the last, it'll be now 12 out of 16 years with the governor's projected budget for next year. You can't not put anything into that pension system and expect that New Jersey is not going to be facing some major fiscal problems. But we didn't create those problems.
One other thing on the rhetoric. You met with the governor on Monday, I understand. How did that go? Is it less contentious behind the scenes than in public?
Well, that was a private meeting, and that was a meeting that the governor asked me to come into in order to address a particular issue. That was private. It was certainly nice to meet the governor finally after his being in office for 3 months. But that was a private meeting.
Was that? Was the issue to ask you to fire the Bergen County union leader, Joe Coppola, for writing that mock prayer calling for God to strike the governor dead?
The issue was to discuss the letter in general, and there were issues, naturally, that were raised surrounding that. And let me just say that I've apologized on behalf of NJEA. I know the Bergen County Education Association president has apologized. We need to move on. We need to address the issues that seriously affect education in the state of New Jersey.
He wanted that official fired. Well, why wouldn't you do that? Or has he been disciplined in some way?
Well, I don't have the authority to do that. The Bergen County Education Association president is elected by the members in Bergen County.
You could recommend it or weigh in.
No, that's not my authority as the NJEA president. That is an election that is held on the county level. And no, I will not recommend that.
Do you feel it's a threat to the governor's safety to have something like that out there? This comes in a context. The country has been agonizing about Republicans saying health reform was Armageddon and pro-healthcare congresspeople receiving death threats and things like that. In light of all of that, is the NJEA and the Bergen County chapter contributing to the possibility of political violence by circulating that kind of language?
I would certainly hope not, since that that particular prayer was out there on the internet, I guess, with various other names. All you have to do is take out one name, put in another. That prayer has been out there for probably the last several months, and it is unfortunate. It was inappropriate. We've apologized for it. We're not discussing it any further, but we do need to move on.
If somebody from the Christie administration had done the same thing but substitute the name President Obama, would you be calling for that person to be fired? Would you be holding your breath over what a threat of assassination that was?
I don't think we would have had to do that, because the prayer was already out there using President Obama's name, and I would assume that the Obama administration would handle that, not us.
But you won't suggest that this individual be disciplined?
No, I will not.
Because
we've gone beyond that now. I think at some point it has to be taken for what it was. It was an unfortunate incident. It never should have occurred. It was inappropriate. We've apologized, and I think it's time to move on.
All right. 30 seconds. What happens next in the larger negotiations?
Well, we're hoping, certainly Tuesday is school budget election day, and, you know, the governor has already added insult to injury by now asking our community members to go out and vote no on the school budget. We're certainly hoping that all of our communities realize the importance of passing school budgets, and that every single community member go out and vote yes on their school budgets, because the governor has devastated it.
Barbara Kashishian, president of the New Jersey Education Association, thank you so much. We look forward to having you back and continuing the conversation.
You're very welcome anytime.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, a Brian Share Show listeners tweet up on Twitter introducing ads. And you can see the Twitter stream about this, even if you're not a Twitter user yourself, by going to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Or if you're on Twitter, tweet at Brian Lehrer and use the hashtag #BLTweetUp to talk about Twitter taking ads. Stay with us.